on Revolver, you get McCartney at his best. So, you know, a song like For No One is this incredibly poignant love song, and it's McCartney seemingly speaking from his heart as opposed to, you know, writing bad sophomore poetry.
So some of Paul's best songs and some of his best love songs in this period were actually written for Jane Asher, who he was dating at the time. She was a young, well-known actress in this country. But Jane was very much her own woman, and I think Paul wanted someone, you know, he was a northern lad from the north of England, who expect to meet a girl, settle down, and she would basically stay at home and look after the family. And Jane was really ambitious for her own career, and that was a source of a lot of conflict at this time, and you know, We Can Work It Out and songs like that were all about this relationship, as was For No One.
That's author Steve Turner, and this is LA musician and writer Richard Goldman.
For No One is a beautiful Paul song, but it's also interestingly recorded by George Martin. Because he's George Martin, he's possibly the most respected, you know, record producer in all of England. He can just ring up the most respected London Philharmonic horn player and say, could you come on down? In the mid-1960s, there was the descending C progression, and best displayed in a song by Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. You start off on C and you kind of walk down with the bass going to B and A and G and F and stuff. What you don't go to is B flat, and you kind of avoid B flat because it doesn't work with a descending C progression. Well, suddenly Beatle Paul decided, and he effortlessly pops in this B flat in this progression right there. Is the B flat. Kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. That was a little bit of a jolt at the time. It was like, hey, this guy can do anything he wants. He can make that sound good.
John Leventhal is a musician and record producer from New York City.
I mean, what a phenomenal record. I mean, the thing that I'm always struck by the Beatles is just how eclectic it all was. And how that eclecticism is gone. And if you handed in a record that was as eclectic sounding as that record now, the label wouldn't get it. Everybody wants this homogenized sonic nightmare, you know, where every track sounds the same and the intent stylistically and production-wise is the same and everything. I think the most profound effect that record and probably all Beatles records had on me was the eclecticism of it. Like, you could hear all the different influences pouring in. Rock tunes, Burt Bacharach tunes, country tunes. You know, you could just hear it all kind of mushing around in there, and how, and the way it came out filtered through their sensibility, their Liverpudlian sensibility is just, it's great.